Hi, my name is James Page, and I'm going to be talking to you about The Sadness of Close by Emily Fragos. She says, when someone dies, the clothes are so sad. They have outlived their usefulness and cannot get warm and full. You talk to the clothes and explain that he is not coming back, as when he showed up immaculately, dressed in slacks and plaid jacket and had that beautiful smile on, and you will talk. You will go to get something to come back and he'd be gone. You explain death to the clothes like that dream. You tell them how much you miss the spouse and how much you miss the pet with his little winter sweater. You tell the worn raincoat that if you talk about it, you will finally let grief out. The ancient etched words for battle and victory onto their shields, and then they went out and fought to their last breath. Words have that kind of power. You remind the clothes that remain in the drawer, arms stubbornly folded across the chest or slung across the back of chairs, or hanging inside the dark closet, do with us what you will. They faintly sigh. As you close the door on them, he is gone, and no one can tell us where. Thank you. My name is James Page. Hey guys, I'm back. My name is James Page. And on this story, I was on the last podcast, I was talking about The Sadness of Close by Emily Fragos. I connect to that because I've had a family member of mine die, and I remember going over to their house and just seeing their clothes. And it just made me want to break down and cry because seeing those not be worn again. And I, like, you could see her favorite sweatshirt, her favorite t-shirt, her favorite shorts, all of it, her favorite shoes included. It just makes you feel like you'll never see that person again or wearing what she loved. And just seeing all those clothes lay around and have to pack them up in boxes and throw them away and throw them out, it gets to you sometimes and you get sad about it. But you know, just gotta go through it, live life. Love you guys. Goodbye.